In Colombia, security has improved since the government began demobilizing paramilitary groups 7 years ago. But the country is still one of the most violent in the world. The danger is especially high for journalists who dare to report on Colombia's powerful criminal and drug gangs, many of whom are controlled by former paramilitary fighters. Lederman Ortiz publishes a tabloid newspaper in the northern Colombia city of Caucasia. He specializes in exposing local corruption and the links between government officials and the gangs. As Nadia Drost reports, his courage comes at a price.
Following Lederman Ortiz around his hometown of Caucasia is hard work. Not only does he walk everywhere in this city of 100,000, he walks fast. Barely keeping up with him are two plain-clothed police bodyguards. Their feet get a break whenever Ortiz stops to greet someone he knows. And that seems to be just about everybody.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Today, Ortiz is off to report on flooding that has inundated a big swath of Caucasia. We arrive at an impromptu dock, a sidewalk where residents are hiring canoes. As we're waiting for our gondolier, a man begins to shout.
Every town in Colombia gets attention, except for Caucasia, because there's no journalist here brave enough to say, look, we're drowning.
Ortiz tells him he's a journalist, and when he mentions his name, the man's jaw drops.
Mucho gusto, yo soy Lederman.
Pleased to meet you, I'm Lederman.
You're Lederman?
The man says he's thrilled to meet Ortiz and thanks him for all that he and his paper do for Caucasia.
It's a great newspaper because it tells the truth. The other journalists are too scared to tell the truth.
Lederman Ortiz is 37 years old. When he was 24, he started publishing La Verdad del Pueblo, The Truth of the People. It's pretty much a one-man operation, headquartered in the house he shares with his mother and nephew. Ortiz drops a stack of past issues on his desk. He prints 2,000 copies every month or two and sells out every time.
A mí me gusta investigar mucho todo lo que es corrupción.
I like to investigate anything having to do with corruption and crime. I expose social injustice. Because of this, the gangs don't like me. I'm their target.
Ortiz pulls up an anonymous email he got a week earlier.
Él quería que mataran a usted.
The message warns him that two of his friends are scheming to kill him, as is the policeman who supervises his bodyguards. Ortiz doesn't know if he can trust the unknown sender, but the message makes him nervous.
Cuando nombraron a personas que son mis amigos.
When he named people who are friends of mine, it made my head hurt. The next morning, it made me cry.
Ortiz knows he can't ignore the warning. Three times, he says, hitmen have tried to kill him. The first was in 2008, when he was working for the mayor. He'd publicly denounced the alarming security situation in Caucasia in front of Colombia's national police chief. A couple days later, he had a strange feeling and left work early. That afternoon, a coworker called him and said armed men had just burst into his office looking for him.
Y cuando llegué acá, apreté mi mamá y me puse a llorar también.
When I got home, I held my mom close and I cried because it got into my head, an image I couldn't erase. I imagined myself sprawled on my desk with all my colleagues dead.
The police assigned him a bodyguard, but there's only so much a bodyguard can do. One night last year, after Ortiz reported on a gang-related grenade attack, a grenade exploded at his house while he slept.
At that moment, I didn't feel scared. I felt rage. I punched a pillow and I said, those jerks, where are they?
After the attack, Ortiz was given a second bodyguard. Still, it's too risky for him to go to bars or parties. Some of his friends avoid him. So do potential girlfriends. At night, Ortiz takes me to a dark street corner where last year a hired killer came on a motorcycle to assassinate him, but at the last second decided against it.
¿Qué pasó? Un milagro de Dios.
Ortiz calls it a miracle from God, but the hitman, nicknamed Cockroach, confessed to police that Ortiz's bodyguards had been standing too close to give him a good shot. The bodyguards are with him tonight in their usual positions, one 3 feet behind him, the other across the street. Their eyes are constantly darting, and each rests a hand on a pistol, lodged in the back of his pants. Ortiz sees me watching them and laughs. You're scared, he says. I tell him, I'm just watching out. You're so scared, he says. Ortiz doesn't like to let on that he can get scared too. But he says he can't let that feeling keep him from doing what he needs to do.
I don't do this as a hobby, but because of a conviction that I have, journalism for me is more of a calling than a profession.
Since I last saw Ortiz, he's been given a car and two specially trained bodyguards so he can continue reporting more safely. But he may not be a journalist for long. Friends and readers have urged him to run for mayor this fall, and he's decided he'll do it. Running for office in Colombia can be a very risky business, but that's nothing new for Lederman Ortiz. For the World Vision Report, I'm Nadja Drost.
Coming up, we've still got that music from the CD, Listen to the Band.